Welcome to Music and Ideas, episode 14, recorded on April 29th, 2020. When The Godfather was made into a movie in 1972, the score for the movie by composer Nino Rota was nominated for an Academy Award. However, the Academy withdrew the nomination after it figured out that the love music from The Godfather was actually a rewritten version of some music that Rota composed for an earlier movie, the 1958 film Fortunella, which was a comedy. The original version of the theme, which is now most commonly associated with The Godfather, and made into a popular song called Speak Softly, Love, was comedic and upbeat and lighthearted. In 1974, when Rota composed music for The Godfather Part II, he used the melody again, but this time the score won the Oscar for Best Original Dramatic Score. All of this raises an interesting question. What are the ethics and responsibilities of a composer or artist who plagiarizes himself or herself? Are they obligated to be transparent about that? Or does it not really matter because they came up with the material originally? Famous composers throughout history have plagiarized themselves. And you might even say that composers with a very consistent style are constantly ripping themselves off. They're constantly referring back to earlier riffs and ideas and pieces that they wrote. Anyway, today I thought I'd play a somewhat short arrangement of the Godfather love theme, or should I say music from Fortunella, but instead of playing it in a serious, somber mood that puts one in mind of gangsters, I thought I would play it in an upbeat fashion. This is going to be the last Music and Ideas episode for a while, because I'd like to shift my focus to a couple of other projects. But if you've enjoyed these first 14 episodes, please let me know. My contact information is available on my website at bentibbetts.net, and I would be curious to hear any feedback. And now, music from Fortunella by Nino Rota, arranged and improvised by Ben Tibbetts.